topical event, on this Wednesday's Talk Radio, we'll have Seth Rosenfeld, author of Subversives, the FBI's War on Student Radicals, and Reagan's Rise to Power. Based largely on confidential FBI files released to the author as a result of one of the nation's longest-running freedom of information legal battles, the book chronicles in great detail a crucial period in our history. Rosenfeld, a longtime investigative reporter, began his career at Berkeley's Daily Californian. So tune in this Wednesday morning at 8 for a conversation with Seth Rosenfeld, author of Subversives, the FBI's War on Student Radicals, and Reagan's Rise to Power.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Portland Community College, where the Southeast Center at 82nd and Division is now a full-fledged campus, allowing students to earn an associate's degree in their own neighborhood. PCC celebrates on October 18th at noon with campus tours, local food vendors, and live Afro-Cuban music by Maleo de Cuba. pcc.edu/celebrate.
Well, it's money makes the world go round. And this is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. This is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial here in Portland, Oregon. Abe isn't here. It's just me, Joe. And I have to tell you, I'm going to entertain you as best I can while we make sure that you empty your pockets, empty your wallets, empty your purses, empty your bank accounts. Dump all that money out on the table, count it, and hand it to us. Why? Because we give you the truth. Because we give you the best music. Because KBOO is where it's at, media-wise, in this city. And you don't want to miss the opportunity. You don't want to not be part of a team. I love that, team. But mainly, you want to make sure this station survives. If it's gone, another resource is gone. Seriously. Let me tell you some of the things we're going to be doing here on the show coming up in the next few weeks. I've decided, after much prodding and argument and so on, to carefully read the literature of 9/11 truth out. Yeah, I know. But I really, really want to look at all the material that I can. I don't think I will resolve the conspiracies that are alleged or explain away those conspiracies necessarily. But what I will be able to do is be more informed and possibly be able to make some judgments on the questions. Do not call me about 9/11. Do not call me today to say, hey, those airplanes weren't really there or whatever. You know, don't do that. But I will spend time on this issue. I will also be spending time on issues that are of maybe some things that we don't always do. And let me tell you what's going on. Abe and I are going to alternate weeks for a while. Abe has a bunch of work that he has to do that keep him away. So some days, like today, it'll just be me. Other days, like next week, it'll be Abe and I. And the show will be much more similar to what it usually is. And we will tackle the issues of the day. We will also continue, I at least will continue, and I think Abe will join me in this, in decrying the insanity of war forever. Ever since World War II, the United States has been on a war foothold. Ever since World War II, the United States economy has been dependent on the creation of weapon systems, systems of mass destruction, systems of minor destruction. We will talk about that. We'll talk about the power of the military-industrial congressional complex. That's not going to go away. But there are also some other issues that I think maybe we need to turn attention to. I just, today, this morning, looking at the New York Times, saw a discussion of a woman who is a runner in India who is being dissed because her testosterone levels are too high. Now, this really cuts to the whole question, a whole set of assumptions that we make in our society, which are deeply prejudicial, about what constitutes male and female. Now, I'm not talking about sexual reproduction here. You know, I'm talking about a lot of more profound things than that. And there's also new material, totally unrelated but important, about giraffes. Yeah, giraffes and chimpanzees and the whole natural world. And I want to spend time on that stuff. So alternating weeks, it'll be me with whatever bizarre stuff I come up with, and it'll be Abe and I on the other weeks dealing with the topics of the day. Now, that does not mean that we will not, or I will not on my own, take on some of the horrors of our society. It's also the case that I will probably, in the next short period of time, be arguing for certain ballot measures. Now, we're not allowed to talk about candidates, but as I understand it, we can talk about ballot measures. And there's some stuff there that really needs to be paid attention to. So that's the plan. And in order to make the plan a reality, we, that is KBOO, and me, and Abe, and you, and I, all of us need to make sure the station survives. So the question really is, can you help? Will you help? Many of you probably already gave money, and you're a little annoyed. Oh, they were always asking for money. Listen, we do this, I don't know, 2, 3, maybe even 4 times a year. We do it because there's no corporate sponsorship. The government, amazingly, doesn't pour money into KBOO. It's not like public broadcasting. It's not like the private huge empires of broadcasting. It's nothing like that. It dares to be local. It dares to bring you things that are generally ignored outside of this world. It dares to inform you and to argue things that are really important. It is a station about what's really going on, not just what's really going on in the world of words, but what's really going on in the world of music. KBOO 90.7 is where it's at. It's really where it's at. And a lot of people say, well, you know, are you always asking? Yeah, we're always asking for money. No, we're not. Sometimes we're asking for money, and sometimes we're going to go and ask you for money. But I got to tell you, the first thing you need to know is that this station is your station, and your contributions, your efforts, your efforts in every sense, both serving here. By the way, we'll teach you how to do radio if you come by. Your efforts, your involvement, your concerns are our concerns. And it is really imperative that you be involved in all of this, because without you, very seriously, and without your money, I hate to tell you, we're dead in the water. We're just gone. And in our place, I guarantee it, will be the church lady or some other horrendous force arguing that the universe is only 6,000 years old and that people of different races ought not to mix, or that, in fact, war is the answer to all problems of our society. You know, take a look at how the media slavishly follows the pattern of incredible destruction in the world. Take a look at how the whole global warming issue, the whole climate change issue, is being dissed and disarmed and dismayingly badly handled by the media. We at KBOO look at these issues. We look at them with a clear mind and a clear eye, and we don't stop. We don't back away. We do what needs to be done because we know what we're doing will serve you, will make your life better, will make our whole society better. KBOO is a nonprofit. KBOO isn't just a nonprofit, it's your nonprofit. Won't you help us? Won't you help us raise a whole bunch of money? Now, I will be talking about stuff, but I'll also be begging for money. So who we got to beg for money?
Nobody's begging. We don't beg around
here. We don't
here.
Beg.
We don't have knees. We don't bend those knees. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, we don't bend our knees?
We're extending
we have stiff
the invita-
knees?
Be quiet now. We're extending the invitation to invest in this radio station. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Come in person. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. You know, Joe brought up this super duper incredibly interesting sports story that is in the New York Times today, fighting for the body she was born with. And they're talking about sprinter Dutte Chand. And basically, she's not even allowed to race in the, is it the International Female Sprinter, because they do a gender test, and this gender test is extremely controversial. And meanwhile, as they're not allowing all these women to participate in sports, Oscar Pistorius gets to be on the Olympic team from South Africa. Murdered his girlfriend. I'm not sure if he was convicted of that. I guess not. But he did shoot her to death through the bathroom door. So sexism, you've got gender politics, you've got the gender spectrum, you've got all kinds of things that are absolutely happening right now. And, you know, KBOO has actually always been a center of information about gender, the gender spectrum. Now, that is definitely one that other people don't talk about very often. And you need to invest in that kind of, you need to invest in this radio station. You need to do it. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. If you come in person and you drop some cash off at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, then you can turn around and see when the volunteer orientation is. And you can even, if you've already gone through one, you can sign up for radio training, because that's what this money's spent on, basically. A very small staff, this incredibly modest outpost of democracy, let's just call it that. And it's all about you. It's all about your place on our bus. 877-500-5266. We have all kinds of gifts. Oh, wait.
I almost
completely abridged my fiduciary duty here, which is we had two new members. Woo! No, three. We got three new members.
Well, wait, what's with the cowbell? Please
you're
explain.
Supposed to ring more KBOO. More KBOO, you ring the cowbell when we get a new member.
I didn't know that. Thing. I never knew that.
That's because you need to focus, man.
Focus. I am not a focused person.
Anyway, Mary Ann from Battleground, Washington is a new member. Also, Mary Ann from Portland renewed.
Wait a minute, two Mary Anns?
No. One is Mary Ann.
Ah, sorry.
I think that's so cool.
Yes.
Also, Amy is new from Portland, and Corinne is new from Portland. You guys rock. They got cool things. And you know what they did?
What did they do?
They called 877-500-5266. But the thing is, if you come in person to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, you can check out my black helicopter.
Your black helicopter?
I brought in a black helicopter. It's relatively functional, and I'll let you play with it.
Wait a minute, does it actually fly?
In a sense, it does, but I don't want anyone to throw it anymore, okay? I'm putting that out about my black helicopter.
I think that's so creepy.
877-500-5266. Speaking of black helicopters, tomorrow, actually, Paul Roland on the Wednesday Morning Talk Radio Show, he's going to have an awesome show where he's got the author of Subversives, the FBI's War on Student Radicals. You know, that's KBOO. That's KBOO Talk Radio. On Monday, we have these amazing hosts, Cecil and Celeste. They do a lot around progressive spirituality, which is an amazing thing. So, like, after you listen for a while, you get a feel for what kinds of news on which days. And today, of course, Joe is doing Amazing Truths and Bizarre Lies, 877-500-5266. Play with my black helicopter, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Back to you.
Oh, thank you very much. And if the first gift of $125 or better money that we get right away now, I will tell the true story of my adventures with the FBI. This has never been revealed before. This has never been discussed before. This has never been part of the public discourse. I will tell you, me and the FBI. It's an adventure of excitement. They wore hats. They had ties. There were two of them. They had shoes, really nice shoes, and they were really pleasant men who offered me opportunities to think on everyone I knew. This story waits only for your contribution of $125. A mere bagatelle. All of you out there must be tempted. Maybe not. But, you know, this is the stuff of history, and I'll lay it out, and it goes back a long, long, long way. If you're interested or not, give us a whole bunch of your cash, and I'll tell the story, a true story. And meanwhile, I'll remind you that you need to call us at 877-500-5266 and dump a bunch of cash in our pockets. We don't waste this money. We have a minimal staff. We have a maximal number of volunteers. We train people in radio. Some of them go on, by the way, to work for other outfits. That's cool. We train people. We are a non-sexist. We are a non-racist. We are an advocacy organization in the sense that we are for peace and justice in the world. And we are for the best. I always add this because it's really important. The best music programming in the region, perhaps in the United States. The only rivals we have are actually cable stations and stuff. We're really good. We're really fine. We are proud of what we do, and we want you to share in that process. Joining, making yourself part of this community will empower you beyond your beliefs. Suddenly, you will find that you are, if you want to be, 2 feet taller. Well, maybe 2 inches taller. Well, maybe half an inch. Well, maybe not even that. Well, you can get shoes that'll elevate you. But, you know, if you contribute to this station, you will also be regarded by your community as a sterling character, a person who stand up. And I will talk about the concept of being stand up, too. I want to talk about personal issues of a certain sort, politically linked personal issues, and I want you to help us. I want you out there right now to make the contribution that makes the station survive, that makes this whole process work, and I want to know, I personally and you personally want to know the caring degree of deep regard that you hold this station in. So, right now, before anything else happens, call us at 877-500-5266. And online, it's kbo.fm. I don't know. Call. I'm completely confused. 877-500-5266. And very shortly, I'll tell you a true story about the FBI. And maybe I'll even tell you a story about the Secret Service. You know those flubbadubs who seem to want to get Obama killed? I mean, we'll talk about this stuff. We'll deal with this stuff. And I will never back away from saying that the military-industrial congressional control of the United States is horrible. It is going to lead to global disaster. It is already leading to incredible hardship for Americans. You may not know this, or maybe you do because it's affecting you, but the income level of the people, of the average person in the United States has dropped, while the 1% of 1% has got 40% of all the money. That's real. So take some of that money, Mr. 1% of 1%, and give it to us. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is people like you, people who struggle, people who have to make the nut the hard way by working for it, begging for it, struggling for it, you're going to have to make the station work. And it falls to us because all of us understand the importance of truth. We understand the importance of justice. We understand, and then, you know, I'm not kidding around here. We understand the importance of the struggle in which we are engaged. And we understand as well that we are culturally literate and that we appreciate good music of all kinds, whether it's rock and roll or classical or jazz or rap or hip-hop or whatever. We appreciate it and we broadcast it so that you can enjoy it. And we do that because we believe it's the right thing to do. So as soon as I hear of a $125 contribution, I will tell a story that will knock your socks off, a real sock knocker. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. I need to know that contribution has happened. Please Make it happen. I know one of you out there has that money sitting in your pocket and you're thinking, oh, should I buy some dope or maybe I should buy some...
Joe, no, nobody's buying dope over here. That's against the law.
It's against the law. Right. Don't do anything against the law.
Never.
Give us money instead.
Yeah, 877-500-5266. There has not been a $120 contribution. Nope, there's been a $150 contribution.
Oh.
So you're going to have to keep asking because you did not get what you asked for.
Wait.
I think you should think bigger than that. I'm just putting it out.
How big?
Slow down a second. We got Paul from Silverton who renewed. Larry from Sheridan. We love you, Sheridan, Larry. You're so cool. Anyway, yeah.
Well, where's my cowbell? If you're going to have cowbells, I should have a cowbell.
You know what? At the next break, you can come over. I'll deliver this one to you. Just, you know.
Really?
By the way, I do want to say, if you come in person and make a contribution, this is KBOO Community Radio. I am Lisa. I am here this morning volunteering to help you invest your vital life essence into this kind of broad spectrum programming that you know and I know and even Joe knows makes the world a better place. 877-500-5266. I did not say that. This is not Dr. Strangelove. Oh, no, wait, I guess it is. Ha!
Oh my golly, man.
877-500-5266. I do have my black helicopter. We're over here, sort of strange loving over here. And, you know, I do also want to say, we do have this little sheet about where the money goes, right?
Right.
We have a lot of people calling. They're getting they're getting gifts. They're getting books. They're talking about the T-shirts and stuff like that. We have gifts that you can get when you call 877-500-5266.
Excuse me. I just need to know, is that 877-500-5266?
Yay, verily it is. The website, kboo.fm. You can contribute there anytime you feel like it, like no matter what day it is or what time of the year it is.
Or what hour it is.
That's absolutely
true. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and the demons are at your head. You know you can turn them away by just doing that.
Or maybe you just live in Paris, France. It's all the same in a way. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, come down, sign up for a volunteer training, write a little note about when the volunteer orientation is. I did want to say, though, that where does KBOO get its money? We have this little info sheet. 83% is directly from individuals, 17% from other local sources, mostly underwriting, right?
Mm-hmm,
vehicle donations and web ads, right?
That's web ads.
Web ads.
Web ads.
Web ads. Anyway, making an automatic monthly donation is the most popular way that KBOO donors contribute. Not that this is necessarily a popularity contest. If you're not the winner of the popularity contest, you know you pretty much belong here. I'm just putting that out. We are a countercultural institution.
Wait a minute. I'm a popular kind of guy. Thousands of people worship at my... Oh, no, they don't.
You go ahead and dig out your homecoming king pictures and then, you know,
homecoming
we'll talk.
King.
Whatever. 8,
well, I like
7,
the concept
7.
Of a homecoming king.
500-5266. They have homecoming kings. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. You can come in person. Just empty out your wallet on the table. Totally works for us if you're already a member. And again, Joe, you don't forget, Joe is basically asking for someone to make a $10 a month contribution, $120 membership pledge so that he could tell his FBI story. Did you know that I actually have an FBI story as well?
Do you? You want to share FBI stories?
You know what? I'll share mine right now for free, okay?
Okay,
so
go for
it. I am a journalist, and I went to the FBI Media Field Day 2 years ago.
Wait a minute. Well, hold it. I just need to get my mind around it.
I went and hung out with FBI agents at a rural area in Clark County outside of Vancouver. They gave me a weapon. They gave me two weapons.
Whoa.
They gave me a Glock and a semi-automatic. I don't know what it was, right? And
yeah.
So they taught me target shooting. I knocked down every target. It was so scary. I had to go put my head between my knees, but I did it.
No, you really shot guns with the FBI?
I did. I
Whoa.
Did. A handgun and a semi-automatic type rifle thing, and I didn't miss any of the targets. And I'm never doing that again. 877 500-5266. I shared my FBI story with you.
Well, and you
so
really
we need
did.
Someone to come up and like ink $120
yeah.
on the happy sheet so that we can hear Joe's FBI story, which might have something to, I'm speculating now, might have something to do with the burning barricades outside of Portland State University.
Well, actually, it precedes the burning barricades.
Preceding
it's so old. It's
barricades.
So, I was a young person. Young. I've had FBI adventures going back to 1960.
Long
ago, many
interlude
long ago.
There. Anyway, ooh. This is our membership drive. This is the kind of thing that your resources support.
No, please don't say that.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing we do when we need your money.
No, the whole over, the big enchilada, the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Because, Joe, this is the thing. I'm Lisa. That's Joe.
Yep.
You are you. You're listening right now. When you're listening to KBOO, you know you're part of something bigger. And that's actually the long and the short of it. I've often thought that being a KBOO member is the antidote to despair. We're talking about, and if you listen to this show, you've been listening to debates about global warming and all kinds of really harsh things. The ISIS threat, if it is one. That was me talking, right? Is it really 7 or 12 guys with a video camera, whatever. You listen to these deep weighty issues on this show, and you can talk intelligently to them, but you root down to the core of what it's all about, and that's what this is for. 877-500-5266. We've got an incredible crew of people here, by the way, including the Hawk.
The
you
Hawk
probably should come in person to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
There was a comic book, The Hawk.
Well, this is the noontime jamboree country swing hawk, right?
Oh, that's a cool hawk.
It's a really cool.
It's kind of like a red-tailed
hawk.
He's a
cool hawk.
Red-tailed hawk.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's going to have to find out that now we have christened him the cool hawk. Anyway, 877-500-5266. Give us a call, make a contribution, stop coughing, put money on the table. Come
really?
In person, you've got a jar, you've got a mayonnaise jar of coins, bring it in. That's the kind of place we are, that's the kind of things we do. I really like to...
Could it be a pickle jar?
Yeah. I really like to suggest that people commit 1 hour's wage per month. If you have a job where you are paid $20 an hour, that's only $20 a month. A $240 annual pledge gets you the zip-up hoodie.
Wait a minute. Black. There's a zip-up hoodie?
It's black and it's got a new logo on it with a... It sort of looks like the RKO tower that, you know, Frankenfooter, whatever. It's really pretty exciting. And
But you can get shot for wearing a hoodie. This is a scary thing.
Yeah. You know, that's actually true. 877-500-5266. This is the reality of our time, right?
It's really a sickening thing.
I'm Lisa. I'm here with Joe. This is a talk radio show, the Joe and Abe Show on KBOO Community Radio. We're passing the hat for the radio station. We're almost ready to go back. Oh, yep, I think we're ready to go back to Joe. So thanks to everyone who's called, and call again.
Yeah, call again. Call real soon. Did we get our 120 there? Did that actually happen? Should I tell a story? I'm going to tell a story. This is a true story. Okay, these are two different, unrelated true stories. One of them is shocking, just shocking. And the other one is shocking, but not just shocking. One day, minding my own business at my little teeny house that we rented on Barber Boulevard long, long, long ago, these two guys came up to the door. They knocked. They were polite. They said that they had heard that I was a communist and that they knew that this was so, and that they wanted me, did I want to come down and make a statement and tell about everybody I knew? And I said, no. I said, you have the wrong snail. I actually said, you have the wrong snail. I don't know what they thought of that. And then they went away. And then weeks later, I got smeared by the House Un-American Activities Committee. Why? Because I was a signer of a document opposing the war in Vietnam. As simple as that. This is how it operates. This is what it does. This is why you need to contribute to this station to stop such nonsense. The struggle continues. La luta continua. Okay. 877-500-5266. I abbreviated the story in the interest of humanity, but there's another story, even weirder story. Years and years ago, back in the day when LSD, we don't talk about drugs here, when LSD was legal, there was actually unbelievably an acid test in Portland, Oregon, with Ken Kesey and all that crowd of merry pranksters and a band that later became known as the Grateful Dead. And I went to this thing. I heard about it. I went to this thing. It was crazy. It was silly. You had flashing lights and bad music. The band was really bad in those days. And and there was a matron that had to be, under law, in Portland, Oregon, in a mixed-age event, a matron, not a maitre, a matron. And the woman was a very nice woman, and she didn't know what the hell was going on. And then we went there, and I hung out, and it was really boring, and I left. It was the worst movies ever made. Ken Kesey made the worst unending movie ever. And, I left, and okay. So... And I forgot about that. But a friend of mine named Larry, who's now dead, I can talk about him because he's now dead. My friend Larry was coming. I knew he was going to come and visit me. And just before he got to town, there was a knock at my door, another knock at my door. And this was, yes, two different FBI agents. And they said, "We're looking for your friend Larry." And I said, "My friend Larry? I know no Larry." And they said, "Well, you know, he's been calling your house." And I said, "Well, I don't know. A lot of people come in and out here. This is kind of wild, you know, hippy-dippy land." And they said, "Well, you know, we have a warrant for his arrest." And I said, "Well, you know, he's not here. And I don't know what you're talking about." And they went away. Unhappy, they went away. And 10 minutes later, my friend Larry called me. Said, "Hi, I'm in town." And I said, "No, you couldn't be Larry because I just saw two FBI agents looking for Larry." And he said, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah." So we agreed to meet at a spot, and I took him and his luggage. And this is really bad. This is really bad, bad, bad thing. I drove him and his luggage with a bad muffler yet all the way to Hood River, I think it was, so he could catch the train outside of town. And he disappeared. He went to New York, and I didn't see him for years after that. And I'm so proud of that. I know, it's a violation of the law, it's disgusting. Who knows what he was up to? Well, I certainly don't know, and he's dead now, we'll never know. But I want to say to you, because I think it's important to understand, that you must resist illegitimate authority, whether it's in the form of an attack on you for your politics, or whether it's in the form of an attack on you for your lifestyle. This is really important. This is what it's all about. You've got to be a stand-up person. "I don't know," and "huh" are the main important responses to authority. "I don't know," "huh," "never heard of him." Those are the words. That's what you got to do. If you're anything at all in the way of a good citizen, you are stand-up in your activities. "I don't know," "huh," "must have been somebody else." Remember that. This is the ethical thing to do. The ethical thing to do. And one of the problems we see today in America is that people have been brainwashed into thinking that there's some kind of a thing going on which requires you to talk. Uh-uh. You have a constitutional right not to. And I bring this up because I'm getting more and more concerned about the subtle and not so subtle police state tactics that we're seeing all over this country. We are late stage capitalist country. We are a war to end all wars, never ending war country. We are an aggressive power in the world, hurting people, killing people, ruining the landscape, destroying the environment. And we are so damn proud of it. So if you care about any of that, if you like good music, I don't know, this is a non sequitur, I don't think so. All of that mean that you out there right now need to make a significant, that means whatever you can afford, contribution to KBOO. How? By calling 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Be stand up. Be proud. Make sure that you're a good citizen, not a correct one. All right? Am I making myself clear here? Are these stories going to make me get in trouble? I don't care. Well, because I'm so old and so out of it, and what do I know? You know, send me my end-life drugs and I'll be cool. Right? right? Yeah. There's kind of a pause here, a silence, a serious moment of reconsideration as we all think about the things that I've said and the things that you know. And we all, I think all of us realize that while we make fun, while we play here at KBOO, the game is really much more serious than we like to acknowledge, because what's going on is really much more serious than we like to acknowledge. We have two political parties, the Tweedledums and the Tweedledees. They both disappoint us. Now, there are good people, good people. I can't mention any politicians by name because that would be against our rules, but there are good people who run for office. And I'll just say this. They're not supported by the Koch brothers. 877-500-5266. Your contributions to this station, aside from my craziness, make possible a rational discourse about what's going on in our country. And I've made a commitment, which I never thought I'd make, to look into the 9/11 truth out thingy. I have my biases, and you all know them if you paid attention to me, but I will read the literature, and I will comment on the literature, and I will pay attention to it. It won't be right away because I got to read a lot of stuff. But I decided that this thing needs to be directly approached and talked about. And I have my own theories, and I think that there are supports to my theories. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on. So we need to be willing to have that conversation. But I am against artificial conspiracies or made-up conspiracies or just plain fear-mongering. I am concerned about what does really go on. And I am concerned that you are concerned about these things. And I know that KBOO persists in presenting the important issues of the day. We deal with end of life. We deal with questions of sexuality. We deal with issues of identity. We deal with politics, real politics, not the nonsense politics. And we do it every day, even as we bring you the best in music. And we do it because we, all of us, volunteers and staff, truly believe that there is a possibility of a progressive democratic society, even as the great doors of hell begin to slide closed around us. Won't you keep the doors propped up? Won't you make things work well? Won't you immediately, right now, in this moment, give us a contribution, whatever you can afford, and then a few bucks more than that. 877-500-5266. I said that too fast. I'll say it slower. 877-500-5266. And now I have to tell you stuff. They pay me a thing. Here's what's up. These are the events coming up this morning on KBOO. At 9... this is really interesting. Writer, historian, and activist Rebecca Soynet speaks on breaking stories. At 10, it's Air Cascadia. Headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, Flashpoints host Dennis Bernstein speaks with Nara Barrows Friedman of the Electronic Intifada about her new book, In Our Power, U.S. Students Organized for Justice in Palestine. At 11, Dimay Roberts hosts a special one-hour stage and studio featuring Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Dreamgirls at Portland Center Stage and White Bird Dance's new international lineup of dance performances. This is the stuff that we dare to bring you while others are showing you, well, let's just say it. They tell you, they give you the old news, the regular news, the mainline news, the lies, the distortions, the untold, the untrue. We go to the sources. We go to the truth. We deal with the real stuff. 877-500-5266. How are we doing out there? Are we hot?
We're doing great.
What's up?
I'm eating.
You're eating?
877-500-5266. I can't say anything about the food either. You're just going to have to come in person.
Oh my gosh.
To 20 Southeast 8th
Avenue.
Can you tell us
who gave us the food?
Okay. We would like to thank all the restaurants that contributed to KBOO today. Overlook Restaurant, 1332 North Skidmore, locally owned for over 40 years, serving American classics with Mediterranean specials. Fire on the Mountain, 1708 East Burnside. Fire on the Mountain proudly serving free-range chicken wings with 12 house-made sauces and their handcrafted ales and lagers. Also, Bombay Chat House, 804 Southwest 12th Avenue, serving traditional Indian cuisine. If you do come to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, I dare say you can get a plate of breakfast and empty out your wallet on the table. Do it. You actually, if you're having a bad day, you should consider coming down here right now. I'm just saying that. I had a bad day yesterday.
You did?
I did, and I had a really bad day Friday to the point where when I went to the dentist, it was the highlight of my day. I have an awesome dentist.
Oh, no, that's bad. That's really bad.
I know. I have an awesome dentist, but it's true. The thing is, you come over here to KBOO, and I already said this earlier, KBOO's kind of it's like the antidote to despair. Oh, and we want to thank Bill from Warren. Hey, Bill.
Hi, woo! Bill.
Rock on, Bill. Some other people have called, too, and they're wrapping up the details of the paperwork. I know that one person called just to throw $25 on the table. Thanks, man. We're going to thank you by name as soon as the flurry of paperwork subsides.
The flurry? We have a flurry?
Also, we also have a black helicopter and a couple donuts. I'm putting it out, okay?
Okay, there really is a helicopter, though.
Yeah, it's a Navy. It's a U.S. Navy helicopter. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. Gets you over here. It gets you in the building. It gets you a little tour. It gets you a plate of breakfast, right? And you can make a contribution. I really want to suggest people contribute 1 hour's wage per month.
That
right?
seems very reasonable, actually.
Even if you make minimum wage. It's still, what, you could choose $9 an hour or $10 an hour.
Maybe you should contribute the minimum wage that it ought to be, which is $15 an hour.
Absolutely. That would be a $180 annual pledge. And to be fair, you come over here, it's really amazing how much we do with not very much money. So we thanked Bill from Warren. We want to thank Wynn from PDX for renewing, Amy from PDX, a new member, and Ernest. Ernest rocks. Woo!
Yay, thanks. I hate the bell. I really hate the bell. I've decided I'm against the bell.
You know, haters gonna hate. You know what I'm saying, Joe? 877-500-5266. No, but the truth is, there's so many people that have plugged into this community. Our tap roots are really deep. This is our 46th year in
Can that
program.
Be true? Wait a minute, is that true? 46 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
And the thing is about the radio station getting older is that it really truly does just get better. It doesn't have to get its roots dyed and stuff like some of us do. I'm not
get our roots dyed?
Us. Anyway, 877-500-5266. We have happy gifts. We have all kinds of stuff, but we need people to step up.
We have a hoodie.
The hoodie is for a $250 annual pledge. That's only $20 a month. And like, can you think about, what do I spend $20 on? You know, we used to do this thing where we would compare and contrast a KBOO membership to having a subscription to the daily newspaper, but what do you know?
No daily it's newspaper.
It's not daily anymore. So we can't even, we got to throw that out, right?
You know, I used to do a lot of writing for the Oregonian.
Yeah.
And they paid me.
Uh-huh.
And now they don't pay me,
but they probably well yeah.
And they don't want me, they don't like me, they don't like anything anymore except maybe advertising and a weird format.
I've told you a million times not to exaggerate, Joe.
What?
There's actually some awesome people over at the O.
Still there?
Absolutely, without question. And to be honest with you, sometimes, like, I'm really old. I've gotten old volunteering at KBOO and being a journalist in this town. I
yes.
really, truly have.
Yes.
And the thing that strikes me is, back in the day, back in the 90s, you know, community journalism, community radio, we were always, like I was joking earlier, it's sort of the fuzzy little animal, but now we're seeing that all these other media outlets are literally being brought to their knees, and the community outlets are the ones that seem to be the strongest. And even when bad things happen, even when there's discord, disunity, and unstable platform, the community grassroots platform really is the one that seems to be the scrappiest, the most resilient. 877-500-5266. Yeah. Climb onto our platform. We've got room on our platform for you.
Platform.
Southeast 8th Avenue.
Hey, I gotta tell you something. I read an article in the Mercury, which I always regarded as kind of rock and roll nonsense. I read a really good article about the police and about the incredible national murder of people. Well, let's just say shootings of people. 2,000 and something every year by legally shot by the Portland, not the Portland police, pardon me, by the police in the United States.
Police is, I have to say, Dennis Theriault and Dirk Vanderhart at the Mercury are breaking large stories.
They are.
They are doing an amazing job. And to be honest with you, all of us here that do this media stuff, we all see that we're interconnected. You know, us, I'm going to say it, OPB, KMHD, KQAC is actually secretly what 89.9, all classical. It's KQAC. They don't put that out very often. We're all connected.
Wait, so crack?
Quack, like
oh, quack, quack, duck, duck, quack, quack.
I'm surprised
quack,
that. Well, quack, 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 but quack, I'm just quack, saying, gotcha. We're all connected. We are all part of a larger society here. And the thing that makes KBOO so important is that we're wired into the real nerve center. This is where, like I was saying before, so many ideas start. So many ideas start here at KBOO when they filter out like ripples in a pool. And that's what your money is supporting. I want to say Marky from PDX came in. She's here having a plate of breakfast. Wonderful to meet her. I love the membership drive because we all get to look at each other in the face.
And wait a minute, we lick each other in the face? What are you saying?
We look at each other.
Oh, we look at each other. Oh, never mind.
Long, silent pause, Joe. I want you to think about what you did wrong there. 877-500-5266.
I do so many things wrong. How can I keep track?
Part of the human condition.
Yeah,
right?
Really.
20 Southeast 8th Avenue, online, KBOO.FM. Let's go back to Joe because I want to finish my breakfast, but people come in.
Yeah,
come
really.
In. You know what? After 9/11 happened, and you talked about that briefly, Joe.
Yeah.
Everybody was so traumatized. There were people who just came to this studio because they didn't want to be alone. And that's the kind of place this is. 20 Southeast 8th, 877-500-5266. Thanks to all who have called.
Yeah, I'm really, I'm being very silly today because silly goes with, from my mind at least, silly goes with pitching and begging for money. And it's always a process that needs to be done. And yet I always think, well, you know, people aren't going to want to listen to somebody begging for money. But I believe that if we are absurd enough, people will overcome their antipathy for begging and give us money. Now, that can push the edge. I admit, that can push the edge. That can get weird. But what the heck? What are we about if not to push the edge? And this is an interesting point that I really want to make. KBOO is willing to deal with the matters that are ignored. I mean ignored in the general press. And it's what is interesting, and I think that this is really important. When a publication like the Mercury, which can be very silly, actually delves into some serious issues of violence by the authorities, we are beginning to see perhaps a turning of consciousness in our society. The press is still the press. The workers are still working. And even if they're getting turned out by the big O, they're still there. They're still there in many, many ways, in many, many situations. We have Amy Goodman, for example, and we do her show twice a day. And we give you the news that is not being paid attention to, but is crucial to your understanding of what's going on in the world. We're not dissuaded by crazy ideas. We are willing to look at them, analyze them, discuss them, deny them, or accept them. We are willing to understand the nature of the world today. And analysis, well, we do a lot of it. Sometimes we disagree with each other, but always we are forthright, I think, honest, and I like to think with a certain degree of humor and absurdity at the constant weirdness of the human condition. We do that here at KBOO. Because we enjoy it, that's first of all. We realize its importance, that's second of all. And third of all, we have an aesthetic commitment that is important. And when I say aesthetic, that's about the music, right? That's about the incredible music shows that are on the station in the afternoons and in the evenings. And that's about the fact that the world is a very beautiful, wonderful place, and human beings have a great number of wonderful contributions to it. And we can be filled with despair if we just look at the politicians and their silly behavior, but we don't need to. We can look at the wide panoply, how do you say it? Panoply, I don't know how to say that word. The vast array of things that humans do, good things, bad things, and amazing things. But in order for that to be fully appreciated, seriously, we need to have communication through mass media. And KBOO is a paragon of mass media broadcasting. For 40-odd years, we have brought you the truth. We have brought you the ideas. We have brought you the discussions that make us an aware citizenry. You don't want to lose that. And You will lose that if we can't get enough money together every, whenever it is, and beg for it and make it happen and pay our staff and pay for the incredible electronics that it costs to do all this. So, once again, I have to ask you, I come to you, hat in hand. Well, I don't have a hat today. I have hands, I'm lucky. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. This is your moment to shine. This is your moment to be empowered. This is your moment to be generous. This is your moment to recognize how important this media is. The mere fact that you're listening to it, don't turn it off. The mere fact that you're listening to it, don't turn it off. The mere fact that you're listening to it, don't turn it off, is proof of your knowledge of the significance of this station.
Dude, the CD just skipped. Did you hear that?
What?
Actually, this entire matrix is powered by a computer that is programmed to sound like Spontaneous Life People. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's the membership drive.
It's the membership drive.
You're listening to Joe. He's sort of repetitive. He's just like saying everything that he already heard, which is a Joe thing. 877-500-5266.
What?
Joe's doing a Joe thing. He's doing Joe things.
What?
We are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and I really, really want to just encourage people to come here in person. This is a really fun gathering right here. It is. It's a spontaneous gathering. Everybody's actually eating breakfast and answering phones at the same time, and it's just a wonderful community of people that comes together when we stop and do the membership drive. That's what I really love about the membership drive. 877-500-5266. We've got books. I think we've got some music CDs. You'd have to have someone look through the box to see what's available. But really, the biggest thing that you get from making an investment and a contribution into this radio station is the noise that comes out of the box. I mean, there's some awesome programming here.
There really and is. You know, really seriously, is. It's some really good stuff. Greg Palast was on the other day, and I'm thinking, man, this is a good journalist, and
Naomi
we do
Klein.
It.
Naomi Klein was on. You know
Naomi Klein is wonderful. Her new book, which I am reading now, is so important. It is essentially, she says, the title, of course, is This Changes Everything. Her point is that capitalism, as it is operated, is inevitably in crisis as it clashes with the reality of climate change.
We want to thank George from Beaverton, Ken from Portland, on behalf of the Occupy Portland Elder Caucus.
Oh, I like the Elder Caucus because I are an elder.
Man. It's better than the alternative. Well, you know, actually, that's what Atul Gawande was sort of discussing at the earlier show.
Right.
But this is KBOO. This is community radio.
I don't dye my roots because there are none.
It's a wild card. These airwaves are a wild card. They perk you up. They enhance your life. And you know what? Just share some of your resources with all the other people around you. I mean, when you give us a call, 877-500-5266. You're making a contribution to KBOO Community Radio, but when you think about it, you're actually sharing resources with everyone around you.
You know, that's really
true. It's a pretty fascinating thing to do. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue or online kboo.fm. The other thing is, right?
What's the other thing?
Even people that are in their 70s, people that are in their 80s are now online, digitized people. People of all ages, from babies to on up, are digitized online. And that means that anymore, when you hear something awesome on KBOO or Democracy Now!, the show that we had earlier, you can go onto our website for KBOO shows, kboo.fm, and all these shows are rolled into podcasts. You can send that link to your mom, your dad. One wonderful engineer who was just walking through here was talking about how he had discussions with people in a group that he participates with, like a model car club. You know, people have differences of opinion. You go out in the world, you have differences of opinion, you debate with people. Send them the link to a KBOO show. By the way, KBOO's not even, it's not just about radical politics. We have amazing shows about gardening, of course, music.
The Dirt Bag.
The Dirt Bag is an awesome show.
Excellent show.
There's so much information. The Bike Show. Stuff that's not, I'm going to say, it's not really controversial. It's informational. It's informational. You send that to your mom. You send it to your cousin over there in New Jersey. 877-500-5266. All those podcasts, you don't pay for those.
I mean, how did you know I have a cousin in New Jersey?
I just speculated, Joe.
Wow.
I speculated. Come in person. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Make the phones ring, 877 877- 800-500-5266. I feel like we could go back to the Joe show, but see, because you're not here in person, you can't see that all the people in the air room right now are having an engrossed conversation. They're like the engineers of this hour with the engineer of the next hour, all volunteers, right?
Right.
So as we look at what's going on, we're going to go back to the Joe show.
Okay, and I'm going to be more serious now because I've been sort of silly. I understand that. I told you a couple of little FBI stories. I abbreviated them a great deal. I didn't describe the ties or the hats or the shoes or the suits or the arrogant attitudes of those guys. But I will tell you another story, and a true story at that. Years ago, this is 1976, that far back, when Gerald Ford, the unelected president of the United States, you remember him. That was when Nixon resigned, you know, and they had to get rid of their vice president because he was a crook. Remember, first there was the crook from Maryland, and then there was so they put Gerald Ford, who was in the House of Representatives, and he was the president because Nixon resigned. You remember all that? You remember all that? And then he pardoned Nixon. Ooh. Well, during that period of time, there was kind of a movement getting angry again. And there was some meetings. And I was asked, as a journalist, to cover the appearance of Gerald Ford here in town. And I said, okay, I'll do that. And I did that. And I went down to get my press credential. And there was dogs looking for bombs. And there were guys who looked mean. And I was told by one of the mean-looking guys from the Secret Service that I couldn't have a press credential because I didn't have a press ID. Now, there is no press ID. There hasn't been a press ID in Portland since the 1950s. But I went all the way to the county, and I went to my buddy Bud Clark. No, not Bud Clark. I'm sorry. The other Clark. And I said, can I have a press credential? He said, well, we don't have them, but I think it's an old form here. And I got a press credential. And I went back to the people in the the Memorial Coliseum. I said, look, I got a press credential. And this one guy took me aside, along with a guy named Charles Trumbull, who was a member of the Portland Police Department, now gone. And the two of them said, they looked at me, and this one guy, this Secret Service guy leaned over the table, and I'm sitting there, and he's standing there, and he says, I'll give you this press credential on one condition. And I said, what's that? I will hold you, that's me, personally responsible if anything happens to Gerald Ford. And I said, whoa, dude, I have no control over people. I can't tell you whether or not, I don't know nothing about Gerald Ford and his impossible attempts on his life or on his person or whatever. And he said, that's it, no press credential. So I walked back past the dogs sniffing for bombs. I walked past the police looking mean. I walked past the Secret Service guys looking authoritative. Now, this is the Secret Service when we used to take it serious. Now we know that it's sort of falling apart. Anyway, and I didn't get to actually be at the press conference. But a few years later, Gerald Ford was running for president. And guess what? I suddenly got to be right in the same room with him, less than 4 feet from him. And all the press people from all the national and local newspapers were kowtowing to him. And I was the only one who asked him a hard question. And everybody looked at me like I was just a jerk. But I have to say, it was fun. And I'm glad I did it. And I'm proud to have done it. And if you get the chance to do things like that, you are going to feel good about yourself. It ain't the money, honey. It ain't the power. It's the opportunities. It's the excitement. It's the exchange. It's the daring. It's the willingness to take risks that make a man or a woman a powerful force in a democracy. You need to take chances. We need to take chances. We need to think through what we do. We need to be educated about what we do, and we need to act when we know that we need to act. And I'm very disappointed there isn't a huge movement against the stupid, endless war that we're engaged in. But meanwhile, KBOO stands here saying the truth, presenting the voices that you need to hear. We do it because we know it's right. We do it because we know it's important. We do it because we know that you care. And the proof of your caring, of course, and here comes the pitch, is that you give us money. 877-500-5266. Number to call, 877-500-5266. When that money comes in, everyone feels blessed. I feel like, you know, one of these church guys. You can get a blessing by giving us money. Well, I don't know about the blessing part. What you get is good radio. You get good music. You get good information. You get accuracy. You get argument. You get the possibilities that open up the world to you, and you learn what's going on. And I'm out of time, and I want you to remember, 877-500-5266.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay.
Fight the Power on KBOO. That's the theme of this year's News and Public Affairs Day, this Friday, October 10th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Highlights include Nation magazine columnist Katha Pollitt talking about her new book, Pro Reclaiming Abortion Rights, and the ALEC Project, an investigation of Oregon legislation which has been influenced or created by the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. So fight the power and support KBOO. That's News and Public Affairs Day this Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on KBOO Portland.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 9 o'clock. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First, writer, historian, and activist Rebecca Solnit speaks on breaking stories. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, Flashpoints host Dennis Bernstein speaks with Nora Barrows Friedman, host of the Electronic Intifada, about her new book, In Our Power, U.S. Students Organize for Justice in Palestine. And at 11, Demay Roberts hosts a special one-hour stage and studio featuring the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Dreamgirls at Portland Center Stage and White Bird Dance's new international lineup of dance performances. Now, let's go to alternative radio.
But never forget that you are also a storyteller, that we live in stories the way fish swim in water, that we choose our stories if we can see them, that we are made of stories, and this can be a blessing or a curse, and is usually both at once as our lives unfold. Choose your stories carefully, listen to what has been silenced, learn to see the invisible, and remember that this era of tremendous change we're in is partly achieved by changing stories, by telling stories, by breaking stories and making stories.
That's Rebecca Solnit, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan.